Splash, and my supervisor's name is Joey.
Like Splash, S-P-L-A-S-H?
Like a splash of water, that is correct.
Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Mitt?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Joey. I'm one of the president directors here for Local Splash. How you doing today? How's your Monday going?
Hello? Yeah.
You're going well.
Yeah. Yeah, can you hear me? I heard you say hello, so that's why I wanted to make sure that you were able to hear me.
Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that. Someone was calling on the other work phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Yeah, that's what I was asking, if you can hear me, because I heard you pick up on the other line. I wanted to at least have you, like, take the other call. You know what I mean? So everything okay now?
Let's get this resolved. Yes, sir. Let's see if we can get this.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see if we could come up with something. So I was just asking basically how your Monday was going. Are you guys doing all right? A typical Monday probably?
Yeah, we're doing good. Nope, let's go ahead and I had two questions that I never
got. I was going to say, yeah, what questions you got? Yep.
Questions was, how much is the service? And
okay.
I'm having issues with Google getting verified. So, right,
okay.
Like you can't get me to the top of Google unless I'm verified.
That is correct.
So, right, guaranteeing me getting me to the top is irrelevant until we can solve the big problem.
You hit the nail on the head.
So, right, I'm very practical. Don't try to sell me anything. I know what I need. How much is the service, and can you get it done? Also, I do not, if I'm paying you to do something, don't ask me to do anything. I've already had one company said that they can do it, paid them.
Okay.
I fired them, got my money back. So I don't know what phase I'm in with the Google verification, but they started it and it was some shenanigans. So I'm telling you now, I have a very, very, very short string when it comes to these calls that you guys are soliciting trying to sell this product. I'm just letting you know.
I appreciate your honesty.
All right. So,
So
basically we just need to finish. Because I guess they've already started the process with Google. I don't know where we are.
Okay.
But I need to get verified, and then you can do the whole thing you're doing about the, you know, top of the page thing, you know, all that stuff.
Yep. Yeah, thank you for giving me a heads up. So I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to go over your pricing, but the pricing really doesn't matter. If it's $1 or $1 million, if we can't get you approved, we can't get you approved. So it's not going to make any sense. So before I start making any type of promises, what is wrong with your Google business? People don't just,
I don't know.
That's what we have to try to find out. So like, I can't promise you, and I'm not going to promise you, because if there's anything that was, and I'm not saying that you did, but I'm just saying, if there was anything illegal that was done, it was anything that Google states that your company will not and cannot, go ahead and get approved through Google because of some reason specifically that a company may or may not have done. It doesn't matter what we try. They're just not going to approve you. But if you, and just hear me out, if you didn't do anything, if you hired a company, and let's say with that company, they were supposed to create the Google business profile, you canceled them, and then maybe they just stopped verifying, then absolutely. That's actually a no-brainer for us. We could definitely help you with that. But I just want to let you know, let's say best case scenario, let's say we can guarantee that we are able to get you approved through Google. I'm just going to let you know right now, we're a premier channel partner for Google. We've been doing this 19 years. There is some work you're going to have to do on your side. This isn't a hire a company and just let us do everything for you. It's you're going to hire us to obviously get you on the first page. But when it comes to verifying your business, there's some things that you might have to provide to us, and we'll be the middleman. Like, we'll communicate with you and we'll ask you, hey, these are things that Google's looking for in order to be verified. But what you're pin verified on Google, then yes, we can get you guys listed, obviously, directly on the first page. So are you at least willing to work with us in order for us to then get the things that we need in order to get you verified? Because if the answer is no, then...
Correct. How much is this service?
Well, I'm going to go over the pricing right now, but obviously that's going to be the biggest part.
Very, very important, right? How much
is
the service?
Yeah. So when it comes to the service, if you just want there's more things that we'll do, and you just let me know whether you want me to explain it or not. But with the discounts that we applied, it's $249 a month.
And what am I getting for $249 a month?
So what you're getting for $249
and you said that's a discount? Because I mean, like I get these calls at least 10 times a day.
Yeah.
Right, and well, I'm gonna add. And here's the deal. Everybody sells, right? So everybody's offering the same thing,
mm-hmm.
right? So why is yours $249?
Well, obviously, I don't know the 10, 20, 30 people that have been calling you every day, so I can't compare us to any of the companies. Obviously, I don't know.
Once you give me your
perfect,
I can. I'm being honest. Yeah, like cause I know it all. You're going to tell me you're Google verified, you partner with Google, you've been working with Google, yada, yada, yada. And I ask them the same question. Do you guys receive any 1099s from Google or any W-2s from Google? Because if you don't, then you're not working with them or for them, right? Like you are providing a service for me, right, to reflect on Google. That's it, right? You know how to navigate Google system.
100%. We would never claim that we're Google, period. So
go ahead. But I listen. That's what I'm trying to say, man. I hear this all the time.
Let me ask you. I mean, if you hear this all the time, and let's just say I'm going to say the same things. I mean, what's it going to take in order for you to like earn the trust? Like, what are you looking for? Because I can show you this stuff.
That's what I need. I don't need to tell nobody what I want to hear. Because then, guess what? What's the point? I want to know what you're really going to do and what you can do, right? And what could be done. That's it.
Okay.
I need somebody to be honest, right? Honest. I need somebody to stand. What I want is, you see how you're interested in getting this deal closed? When this deal gets closed and you give me timelines and, hey, I'll have this done by Friday, when Friday comes, I don't want to hear any excuses, because you're not giving me no excuses now, right? You're trying to sell it and close it. So I want you to keep the same energy while you're being the project manager or whatever your title is, right, for my account. That's what I want.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you something real quick while we're talking, just so that way, I don't know if anybody's proved to you as far as like the Google partnerships or anything like that. I'm going to send you my name. I'm going to send you our company name, and then it's going to be a link that takes you directly to the Google partner page. While I'm talking,
I've seen that a million times.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I was going to say. So let's just put it this way, because, you know, I know your time is valuable. This is what we can do. One, we'll be able to get you guys, you already know how it is as far as the verification goes, but let's say all that goes smooth, and let's say you are willing to work with us, to partner with us in order to have that up and running. The maximum amount of time it takes us, this is all written, to get you guys listed to the first page of Google is 30 to 45 days. We will also get you guys submitted to Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. If you want us as far as like a website goes, we can definitely talk about setting up a website. And then the other,
right?
Perfect. So we can connect your website directly to your Google Business profile. If you already have a website, the only thing that we ask is that we just want to make sure that since you own it, just make sure you are able to obviously maintain it, make any changes, edits, and updates that you need, because we're going to drive a lot of organic traffic to your website because it'll be connected to your Google Business profile. So you just want to make sure like your phone number is accurate, make sure that your address is accurate,
right.
And then.
Yep.
Perfect.
All that's already done.
Yep. Yeah. And the last thing we'll do for you is Facebook advertisements. Did you guys already do like paid Facebook advertisements?
I'm not even on Facebook.
Okay. Are you willing to have us do Facebook advertisements for you then? I can include that in there for the $249.
Like, What is Facebook advertising? That's, I guess, my question.
So Facebook advertisement is, again, this is going to be a little bit of work on your side. If you don't have a Facebook business page, what we'll do is that we'll help you set one up. Once you create the Facebook business page, we can actually use that page, your business, and then we start marketing it within a 50-mile radius of your location. So the way that it works is this. Do you have Facebook?
So pause real quick. And this is I guess, my question with everyone, and what I guess everyone does not realize. I am a roofing company, correct? Which means I travel to people's houses, correct?
I would assume, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, right, a 50-mile radius isn't nothing. And what I mean by that, like, I'm in a area where there is a lot of businesses, and, you know, so the majority of my businesses are coming from the suburbs, which is way more than 50 miles from, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that sales pitch of targeting 50-mile radius, it's okay, but it won't get me anything.
When you say it won't get you anything, I mean, have you looked up the analytics for it at all, or are you just, I'm assuming...
50-mile radius is not, again, I'm...
Do you know how many guys you have working for you?
As far as what
roofing. Guys? Like roofing,
what
like
guys?
Like you're, I'm just saying, like you're a business owner, so do you have like
No, I'm
a
asking
team?
You, right? You're asking how many guys, right? A team of what? Do you need to know how many on my sales side? Do you need to know... On my laborer side, like what?
Laborers, like roofers, like if we can, like if we could get you business, right, within 50 miles, and let's say we can prove to you that it's,
but
there's a decent amount.
Are y'all selling lead services as well?
Oh, we can if you want. Yeah,
I don't need leads. I don't want leads. So I guess my question is, like, sometimes when they're asking these questions, which I have, trust me, I have the crews to meet the demand, but
okay.
But that's an irrelevant question for you setting me up on Google.
What do you want to explain? Why I asked it, or do you just feel like you?
Yeah, no,
you have the answer.
It's irrelevant. For the service, right? If we're just having a conversation about.
Well, the service is to bring you business, right? Would you feel like that's the end goal? So, like, if we brought you too much business, that's a little overwhelming for you. Let's say you're a one man band.
I don't think you could do. If you did that, dude.
Do you see why I asked how many people you have working
for
you?
No, I don't. I get it, but I don't. No, I don't. But
okay. If
you did that, I would personally send you a bonus check.
I wouldn't need it. But the point that I'm making
but
is.
The point
is,
is
yeah,
no,
the point
fine.
That I'm.
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
okay.
I get it, though.
Okay, that's all I want to ask. You're very defensive, and it sounds like because you get so many of these calls that you are, and that's a good thing, I think, right? You want to protect your business. You want to make sure that the team that you're working with does exactly what they're supposed to do, because as a business owner, that's probably the way that you work, right? When it comes to roofing, you probably know corners cut. You're going to do the things that you say that you're going to do. You're going to handle it the way that it needs to be handled. Everything's going to be done on time,
right.
On point.
But if I'm
we respect.
And if I'm doing roofing, I'm not going to call someone and ask them about their flooring, right?
Right.
Because it doesn't matter. So
that's
what I'm asking. Like, when you're asking me questions about the service that you're telling me about getting me, right, higher up on the Google search. You know,
yeah,
options.
first page on Google. Yep, specifically
for
roofing services.
What I'm saying to you is, right, if you're calling to get me first and 20 other people are calling to get me first, they're calling.
Yeah.
All of y'all are not just calling me, so how am I going to be first?
Well, it's easy because.
I'm just going to tell you I won't be first.
Do you want me to, is it okay if I answer?
Go ahead.
Perfect. So the reason that we can tell you that and the reason that we have it in writing where we're able to get you on the first page within 30 to 45 days is because as a Premier Channel partner, again, not sure who you spoke with before, but for us personally, for our company, the reason that we're able to make that claim is because we will only work with one company per industry per area, which means that we will only work with a roofer in your area. That is it. So that means that if we sign you up, we're not working with 6, 7, 8, 9 other roofers that are in your area where you guys have to battle and rotate out of the first page. So like
I'll
just give me one second, just to fully explain. Just because what I'm saying is, I'm sorry?
No, I'm listening. Go ahead, man.
No, go ahead with your question.
No, go ahead. I cut you off. As I said, I'm sorry for cutting you off. You were talking.
No, no, I'm just trying to, because I know how passionate you are with this, so I'm just trying to explain to you the answer, which is the reason is because there's other companies that will call you. You're right. I've been doing it 10 years. This isn't the first, like, objection that I heard as far as a lot of people calling. I know that. The people that call you, you obviously don't know whether they are or are not working with multiple other companies, and that's a lot of times why people rotate out of the first page, because if they work with multiple people, the first page only holds so many people. So, you know, they're going to get you on page. They're going to page you. It all varies through state to state, city to city. But when it comes
my question is this. Hold on a second. We're in Texas, in Dallas,
yeah.
Texas. How many does it hold?
I mean, I'm not the one that does this. I'm not the one that actually goes and, like, does all the logistics for everything. I guess the point that I'm making is that you can go on Google and you can check it yourself. If you go on Google right now and type in roofer near me.
So I guess what I'm asking is, right, like, I want it, like, I want clarity, right? Like, because you guys are saying you're going to get me on the first page, right? And I get it. But if I'm at the bottom of the first page and that means they ciphered through 100 roofers, then what does that benefit me?
Well, let me ask you this. Of course, yeah. So let me ask you, let's just use your example, right? Let's say you're on the first page at the bottom. Right now, what page are you on Google right now?
Right now,
zero.
But my business, I'm not marketing through that.
But
and
you
I'm
will
doing,
be.
Right, but I'm doing
right?
fine.
But, and
doing,
and
I'm
we know
fine.
That. Google's
I
not for the dying business. Google is not for the dying business. Like, if you...
I didn't call anyone to ask for this service, right? I'm taking the call because I'm interested. However, when I'm asking questions, like you said, because this is my business and I want to make sure it's the right fit and I want to make sure that what someone is selling me,
mm-hmm.
that when I'm not just going to listen and say, okay. So when I have
a response...
I agree. I want an answer, and I want an answer that makes sense. So that's why I'm asking these questions, and I don't want
I'm good with the questions. You can ask me 100 questions if you want. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
Do you have another question that I can specifically answer?
I didn't get the answer. I didn't get the question answered specifically that I did ask.
Well, I was, and you cut me off. That's why I'm saying, like, if you just ask
it.
No, it's okay. If you just ask
it. No, it's not okay. I want the answer to that question.
And I'm going to get you the answer. I said it's okay because I want to get you the answer. I was just asking if you could, for me, if you could just repeat the question for me, so that way I can just try to narrow it down and specifically answer it for you.
In the state of Texas, because you said it, the answer to the question I asked was state, city specific. And the question was basically on that first page, how many are on that first page?
And I answered that, and I said that I'm not part, and I said that I am not part of the logistics team that would be handling the actual work. But if you want to check, we can do it together. If we go to Roofer Near Me, right? If you're in Dallas, Texas, it's going to come up with first page. I can show you exactly who's on the first page. I can show you exactly where the first page ends.
Okay, show me.
I can show you.
Show me.
Sure. Go to roofing. You can type whatever you want, like roofing company.
I want to make sure you're telling me the right way. I want it not whatever I want. I want to do it so that it pulls.
That is the right way. It's Google. It's a search engine. You can quite literally search whatever you want. You can type
specifically what to put. That's what I want to make sure we're on the same page. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Type in roofing. Near Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
All right. What do you got? What do you got that popped up? What do you see there?
Sponsor.
Okay, so let's stop there. Do you know what the sponsored is? Like where it says Google Guarantee? Do you know what that is?
It doesn't say Google Guaranteed on mine. It just says sponsored, and it has...
Are you on your phone?
No, I'm on my computer.
Okay. All right. So if it's not showing Google Guarantee, then that's fine. Doesn't matter. But sponsored, do you know what sponsored is?
No.
Okay. So sponsored is Yeah, you could, exactly. You can run Google ads, right? So if it's 300, like ours minimum is 300. So if you're like, hey, Joey, I want to be on the sponsored section where the ranking doesn't matter. What matters is that you're literally paying to be on the sponsored section and it's pay-per-click. You don't want that, right? Because I know that you said that you didn't want it. If you go down right below that, you should see where it says businesses. Do you see that? There's a map on the left-hand side of the map. There's three guys on there.
So hold on a second, no, because, all right, so it says sponsored, and then it
keeps
says
down.
Businesses.
See, exactly. It, that's where we're talking.
Hold on a second. Then it under businesses, it says sponsored again.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Do you see the map section that's there?
Yes, I'm looking
okay.
at.
Okay, do you see on the left hand?
So what do you, when you,
well,
when
I can't,
that,
remember, we're not on the same computer, so I can't see exactly what you see, and it may be different, but what I'm saying, and I'm going to give you the general vicinity, because I mean, I'm sure you've Googled something before, it's the exact same thing. If you look at the map section that's on there, on the left-hand side,
the
if,
map section and
on the left-hand side, do you see that there's three people?
No.
Okay, you don't see any businesses next to the map. Are there any pins on the map that's there?
Yes, and those, and all of those are sponsored people. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why you didn't let me finish that. Like on this one, when we did that search,
yeah,
it had a sponsored section first. The
yeah,
next
exactly.
Section is businesses with the map.
Okay.
And all the businesses to the left are sponsored.
Well, they're not sponsored. So the ones on the left underneath businesses, that would be under your, like, local SEO. That's under the map section for Google. Google's broken down into three things. The very top part is your sponsored. The second option is your businesses. You can call it sponsored if you like, but below that is then your website.
They all have sponsored next to them as well, just like the sponsored above. That's why I was asking.
Okay. So do you see the three businesses that are there? Do you see the option where it says more businesses?
Yes.
Okay, click on more
yes.
businesses.
Okay.
All right. Now, what does it say at the top two?
Google Guarantee.
Okay, you see where it says Google Guarantee? That's Google Guarantee.
Sponsor.
Okay.
Google
those
Guarantee
are two
sponsors.
Those are two sponsored, right? What's right below
yep.
those two? You see the companies?
Yep.
Okay, now keep scrolling. These are all first page placement, right? All these people you see here are your competitors. And these are all clients that are currently on the first page of Google. So let's say you're a customer and you're like, I need a roofer. And they're typing roofing near me or roofing near Dallas, Texas or roofer builder. Google's a search engine. This
right.
section is where we're going to get you listed on the first page of Google. So if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you see where it says next. If you click next, that puts you on page two. So it looks like your area, there's 20 of them.
Okay. So... And so basically what's going to happen is you're saying I will get to this point and somebody's going to drop out.
They would have
the
to.
Page,
so like
the first page.
The first page. Yeah, they would have to. Like they wouldn't drop out, like delete it.
No, no,
they
no,
would just
no.
end up on,
I'm
they would just end up on, yeah, they would
no,
just end up on page two.
Page two.
Exactly.
Sorry,
so what I was telling you is because there's only 20 on this first page, if I'm working with four or five other guys, I mean, there's literally only room for one person, and that's what we come in here for. The reason we're a premier channel partner is because it allows us to get somebody on there. So, like, once we work with you, we're not working with anybody else. So, like, let's say you don't do it. I mean, that's totally fine. We're just literally going to hang up and call another roofer in your area. Once we work with them, they'll be the ones that's on the first page. We don't need any reviews.
Okay.
You don't need any websites. You don't even have to have a Google business profile. We help create and set them up for you. Now, obviously, your situation is a little bit different just because you've already started that process. If you're telling me that the process that you started is just that, then I would tell you for sure we'll be able to help you. We just got to figure out where they left off. And then kind of continue with there. But if something happened, if Google sent you a letter that says, hey, the reason we're suspending your account is due to like an infraction or you
well,
are
how would I, mis- like, is that
they would send you an email.
Google? Okay.
Yeah,
they
would email you.
I don't have
okay.
anything in my email from Google like saying.
And nobody
anything.
Contacted
like that,
you.
Like that.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But did Google send you anything as for the suspension? Like, does it list you and say,
like,
the reason as to why
the term suspended, I'm not comfortable with that term, because I'm saying the process, I don't know where they left. I don't need to know.
Oh, I apologize. Okay, I thought you said that they got it suspended.
No, I didn't.
Oh, got it. Okay. You're good. My bad. I thought you said that, and I'm like, and don't get me wrong, we've helped people unsuspend their account. That's no problem.
Let me rephrase it. I can't get verified.
I got it.
You see how, like you said, that businesses section, right? Like that category. I can't get my business to show up in that, where when you type the name of my business, like, I can't get my profile information to show up, right? My contact number, my hours of operation.
We would do that for you. Yep.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like, something keeps happening where that can't happen. That's what I mean.
Got it. No, I understand now. That we can 100% help you with. That's no problem.
Okay. All right, so I guess my question is, so you're saying that this 249, right?
Yeah, 249, yep.
Would get me, this would be, you would get me set up and get me on this page within this top 20 somewhere.
Not only that, but you know how we typed in roofing near Dallas, Texas, right? Just use that as an example, because that's what we type. That would be considered one key term or phrase. With our company, you can choose 15. It's not like somebody's going to type roofing near Dallas, and that's the only way somebody's going to find your business. We'll do 14 others for you.
I got you. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's included, obviously, in the 249.
All right. And then...
And then Facebook advertisements.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the actual, so I would have to go in, and that's no problem. I can have somebody go. I would go in and set up a Facebook page, correct?
I was going to say, as long as you're comfortable, because remember, you're the owner of everything. We don't own anything. We're just going to market it. So, like, we need you to create it. We'll then be the administrative of it. And what we'll cover is, if anybody's talking or even searching on any of the other search engines for anything roofing related that we have you keep for your keywords on Google, when they return back to their Facebook page, we're going to show them live advertisements for your business. And we're going to say, hey,
so
we saw you were looking for a roofer.
And that's the question I had. Question about that. You guys are going to create the advertising?
We will create the advertising, yeah. So, like, you'll have creative input. Like, for instance, let's say – not saying you will, but let's say it's like 50% off all roofs and you want us to advertise that. Hit us up. Just call us and say, hey, I want to start marketing, you know, this discount that we're doing just for the month of, you know, April. And then we can kind of customize it that way. But yes, we will handle all of the marketing for you. It's basically a hands-off service. The beginning part, which is why I kind of stressed before I gave you the price, because, you know, I'm not somebody that's going just to, you know, tell you something. I'm going to be very honest with you. You know, the beginning part, once we sign you up, there's about a 30-minute interview we're going to do with you. They're very technical, and they dive into everything for you guys, okay? So they'll dive into everything for your Google and then also for the Facebook advertisements as well. So I just want to make sure you know that when it comes to getting approved through Google, there are some things that you as a business owner is going to have to do to prove that you are a legitimate business. The reason is because Google does not want illegitimate businesses listing themselves on the first page of Google, getting all of that traffic, and then come to find out that they're not even a real roofing business, or maybe they're like a hair salon and they're trying to lie and say they're a roofer and they're trying to get traffic that way. So that's basically why, you know, but as long as we get through that first 30 days, it's pretty hands off. Like, we'll literally take care of everything for you.
So this is what I will tell you. I got up to the point where the guy had asked me, I had to send pictures of, like, my work truck. I had to send pictures of
your tools, business cards, make sure you have an LLC. You could do a picture of the front of your building.
I had to send them the insurance.
Insurance.
Right?
Yep.
So I did, So I don't know how you can go in and see where we are, like what phase I'm at. I don't know.
Right.
But all right, cool. So because I like that you were answering my questions and you were answering the questions, right? You tried to beat around the bush on some of them, but you got back on track. You really did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's next?
It's pretty simple. I mean, what I want to do is obviously we're going to get all this over to you in writing. Like I mentioned to you earlier, we'll just make sure we get everything we need here. I'll go through some questions with you that you're going to have to go through with our team. You're okay with doing that interview? It's like 30 minutes long. It's just over the phone. You ain't got a dress to impress. We could do that today or tomorrow. No big deal. But are you okay with doing that, or at least having somebody on your team that can do that?
No, let's do it. We got to do it. Let's get it done.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So right now then, I'll collect some information. We'll close out the listing for the 249. I'll read you off a voice verification, charge you. Once we get you locked in, then we'll schedule a time with our team then, okay?
And then, so this 249, right? I paid this 249, and then we'll get all of this stuff done. And then you guys have to call me back next month for the other two. Like, how does the payments work?
Oh, yeah. So I'll go through that with your voice verification. But remember, everything we do here, there's no contracts, and it's all month to month. So it'd be automatic. So if we do it today, the 15th, it'd be billed again automatically on the 15th of every single month. It's never going to change. It's always going to be $249. So if you got 300 calls that month, it's $249. We even have a pause feature as well. So if you guys are a little overwhelmed with work, and let's say you guys are backed up for maybe like a month or two, don't pay for your marketing. Call us. We'll pause it. We will not charge you the $249. And let's say 2 or 3 months down the road, you're ready to start your marketing back all over again. It starts getting slow. Call us back. Even then, we'll still get you back at the we'll still get you back at the $249.
All right. And then you were saying, so what specials y'all had? You said something about some kind of specials y'all were, promotions y'all were running or something.
Yeah, so because the position's available, and anytime we call out, we get it, you know, it's a cold call. So we'll reduce the monthly price. Usually it's $4.99 a month for us to do that. But we brought it down to $249. And I'll be honest with you, normally there's a $99 setup fee in order for us to do all that work, because we put about 100 hours into your account. I waived that for you. And the reason is because of our conversation. You know, I heard what happened to you in the past and all the issues that you had before. Anytime I hear that, I automatically waive it. So it's literally just $249 out the door today.
All right. Okay, so you'll send over something and then.
Yeah, we're about to do it right now. Just the only thing I need is, first and last name. I'll spell it, make sure I got it right. It's is it E-M-M-E-T-H?
No, E-T-T.
E-M-M-E-T-T?
Yeah.
And okay, so I have a hard time saying the T-H's at the end of a word. That's why I haven't called you by your first name, so I apologize because I don't want to disrespect your first name. Can you tell me your first name just so I know the pronunciation?
Emmett.
Emmett, like Emmett Smith.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Emmett, got it. Thank you. A lot easier. And then your last name, Emmett.
C as in cat, H as in Henry, E as in Edward, R as in Randy, I as in inspection. Cherie,
perfect. Thank you. And then what's a good email address for you?
weatherthestormroofingtx@gmail.com.
Weatherthestormtx, right?
weatherthestormroofingtx@gmail.com.
Okay. Give me 1 second. All right, and then a good contact number for you and for us to call you and your clients. We got 469-970-6626.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And because you're in Texas, your time zone, are you guys central, right? Dallas is central time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Central.
And the business address that we have here is 5050 Corum Drive, Dallas, Texas, 72.
Yeah, Corum Drive. Suite,
Corum Drive.
Suite 700.
Suite 700. Dallas, Texas, 75254.
Yes.
Okay, and then obviously your domain name for your website is weatherthestormroofingtx.com.
Correct.
All right, perfect. Now, you can hold some of these questions off if you don't know it right off the top of your head for the interview, but I like to at least get them started. So I'm going to ask you, what jobs do you want to be found for? You can choose 15 of them, obviously. Like we mentioned earlier, roofing is going to be number one. Do you guys only do roofing? Is there any specific roofing jobs that you guys want to do, like shingle repair?
Here's why I'm asking, do I have a question?
Okay.
Will you guys have to get access to my Google profile account? Because all of this stuff is already on there so they can see what's been set up. Right? And that's all the questions you're asking me.
Perfect. So,
like, you know what I mean? Like, if.
Yeah. So where's the information at again? You said, is it, because your Google business profile is not created yet, right?
Right. No, it hasn't been approved, right? Like, I'm not in approved status. Like, it's still pending.
Got it.
Right, to get verified. Like, I'm still, I don't know. They're still doing whatever. I don't know what, you know. Like, I have a Google profile, quote-unquote, account, but it's not, like, the public, it's not viewable to public.
It's not viewable to the public. Okay, and remind me again how long ago that was?
I got my refund back from this company last week.
So we're looking at about a week then, right? Last time that anything happened?
Probably maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So we can do that. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted to obviously have us go in there and check, we can definitely do that. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what company you were before, but if you cancel them in the middle of it, some companies, they get a little angry and they may, you know, delete some of the stuff that's on there or say, hey, because you didn't pay us, we're not going to do any work and get rid of all of it. So it might be a chance where it's going to be brand new, like literally nothing's going to be there. But if there's not, then we 100% can use that info.
How do I manage my Google account, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Google Business Manager profile. Here we go. Sign in. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. Now mine is it.
What's it saying?
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, because you're saying that it wasn't like a, like, you know, the suspended word like you mentioned before, what our team does, yes, we will have to get access to it. So, like, you know how you're accessing it now? We would just gain access to it, and these are things that we can obviously do for you. We hear sometimes that it's a little confusing for like a regular user to kind of go on there and do this stuff. I totally agree. I know Google doesn't make it the most, you know, straightforward linear process possible, but, we could definitely help you with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then are you guys, you said that you are licensed and insured, correct? For the business?
Yeah, we're insured. Texas does not have licensed roofers.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Thank you. And when it comes to your Facebook business page, you said we are going to run ads on there, which is great. And you're okay with at least having somebody help set it up, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And when you guys go to a client's house, how do you accept payment off of them? Like, do you do cash, credit, check, debit, Venmo, PayPal?
All that.
All of it? Okay. So cash, check, credit, debit.
Yeah.
You do Venmo and PayPal as well?
Yep.
Zelle.
You do like Zelle? Okay, yep. Venmo. PayPal. Zelle. All right. Okay. All right, and then your guys' hours of operation, what are you guys, Monday through Friday, Monday through, you know, 24-7, or?
Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
All this stuff is on the page.
That's okay. And I don't know if you're still there, but you said Monday through Friday, and then it went quiet.
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
8 to 6.
8 to 6, okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. Now let's go into closing out the listing. So as you're probably already aware, this is going to be tax write-off. So it's Google Marketing that it'll come up as. So if you have a business credit card, we do recommend using that just to keep everything in order for the end of the year for you guys. If not, that's totally fine. Any other debit or credit card would obviously work too. But the address that we've already written down, the 5050, is that the same address for the card?
Let me give you my credit card number, man. Let me give you my credit card number. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
3716-283-581-3100.
Okay. And an expiration?
329.
And then 3 digits on the back.
It's not going to be 3 digits. 8.
Or 4 digits. Yeah, 8562. So that is an American Express, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And the address, is that the 5050? Quorum Drive?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read you off a voice verification. It's basically going to reiterate everything we've already talked about, just so obviously we are on the same page, because I know we've said a lot here today. So if you have any questions or concerns while I'm doing it, just like you've been, please just ask, okay? And I'll be more than happy to go through that with you then, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Weather the Storm Roofing.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Emmett Cherie, owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yeah.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Now, obviously, we want to make sure we get the results as fast as possible. I think I've been pretty clear with that when it comes to the communication part, the first 30 days at least. We're going to get you our main headquarter number. It's an 877 number. I'll have you save it as Local Splash. But obviously, we want to make sure that anytime we call, if you're busy, totally fine. Whenever you get a chance, just give us a call. As soon as you can. That way we could obviously keep moving that needle forward for us. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, you also agree just to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement.
I don't, what you mean? Like you said disclose any additional.
Yep. Let me explain it. Yeah, that's okay. So what we mean is we're doing a lot for you when it comes to Google and the Facebook advertisements. The only thing we ask is that before you sign up with another SEO company, just let us know because we may already be doing it for you. If it's something we are not doing for you, then obviously you wouldn't be paying twice. Then you can go to whatever other company that you wanted to have them, you know, whatever they need to do. We just try to prevent people from paying twice for the same, for like the same services. That's all.
Okay. So, hey, one thing. I was able to log in. Oh, so, yeah. Okay. I agree to that. I agree to that.
Yep. Go ahead. I got your question.
I was able to log into my admin account.
Okay.
For my, you know, so now I'm just trying to see, like, where would I go, like, to make sure. Because I remember one time, like, they had me, this, the other company had me go in and give them permission to, I guess, communicate with Google.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it was somewhere in the, like, the, they, we added their email address in somewhere in my settings, but I don't remember where.
Mm. It might be a question. So when you do that interview with the team, while they're in there, they may be able to help y'all with that stuff. Because, like I said, me personally, like, I literally just communicate the product and then close the listing. That's it. So when it comes to the actual, like, real work, you all have an entire account management team, and you'll meet them during that interview. But, yeah, I think that would be a good time to ask them.
Okay.
All right. And, all right, so your initial payment, that'd be today. That'd be 415 of 24 in the amount of only 249. And your second payment, when completed, it's going to be automatic each month, and that'll be the 15th of every month, and the exact amount of $249, it'll be reoccurring. Now, remember, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support to 877 number, same number we call you from, same number you call us from. I'll send you another text message to make sure you have my own personal information for the business, obviously. You can text me, you can email me, call me, whatever you need. I'll make sure that I'm available for you. And do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, yeah, like, so I don't have anything in writing from you guys, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're going to get it right now. So, yep, so as soon as we process it, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. You're going to get a text message. You're going to get an email that has your receipt, has your welcome, the whole nine yards.
Okay. And then that will have the contact numbers and all that stuff on it as well. Right?
Yeah, I'm not hanging up just yet. Yeah, so as soon as we process it, I got to stay on the phone with you because, yes, I'm going to make sure you have the main headquarter number. I'll make sure you have my information. I'll make sure you have make sure you get the email and all that. So, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and process this now here for you. Let's stay on the phone. It takes about 30 seconds for it to process. While it's doing it, let's go ahead and take a look at the time. So I know today we're booked. Tomorrow's going to be better. Tomorrow, what's a good time that you want to meet the team so that we can go over everything for your Google and Facebook?
What time works for you guys?
What time works for us? We can do early-ish. 9 a.m. is available.
9 a.m. works.
And this is your time, by the way, so it'll be 9 a.m. for you.
Okay.
That works?
Yes.
Okay, so let me get you punched in there now before somebody takes it. So let's do 9 a.m. It looks like it did go green on our side. So I want to be the first to congratulate you, Emmett. I appreciate that. Take a look at your email and your text. Give it about another 10, 15 seconds. You should be getting a text message as well.
Yeah, like I said, to get your Google, like, okay.
Hey, it's okay. It's all automated. So I know what you're reading right now. Don't worry about that. That's usually for like brand new clients. Whenever they get that stuff, they have to go through the process you're going through. So we send all that to them. So, but you'll be talking to the team for that interview.
Okay. All right. So tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yeah. It'll be tomorrow. They're going to call you. It's going to be the 877 number. Yep. Exactly. So during that phone call, like I said, if you get busy, let's say an emergency happens, just answer and just say, hey, I'm sorry, can we reschedule? They're actually really good at rescheduling as well, but we are going to get you in there tomorrow at 9 a.m. If you just hang on the phone one more second, I'm almost done actually solidifying that for you, and then we should be good. What questions do you got so far? Anything else?
No, I just want to get this situated so I can, you know, at least see if this is, you know, worth it. And that's all I want to see.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here to do. And you'll realize we do have a white glove service here for you guys. And, you know, because of the way that you, just I can tell on the phone, I know you guys are going to do great. Just because when we start bringing you those brand new customers and clients, like right now, I'm sure you guys are doing really good with word of mouth, right? Like you do a really good job at somebody's house. They're telling another person. That person tells another person, so on and so forth, right? When we bring brand new people that don't even know you exist, you're going to do the same good job for them. That starts a brand new referral chain. So now that person is now going to tell their friends and family, and it just really just snowballs. And it definitely works out for most businesses. So Let me go ahead and set this up here. Okay, I got you in there tomorrow, 9 a.m. You're all locked in. You're green on our side. I've already messaged my manager to stop the calls. So that's it. We're only working with you, Emmett. Congratulations. And any other questions for me?
Nope. I'll talk to them tomorrow.
Yeah, talk to them tomorrow. I'll give them a heads up that kind of like what we talked about and kind of like what some of those issues are. And then we'll make sure we could tackle all this together then, okay?
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Not a problem, Emmett. Take care.